You're listening to Traveling the Silk Road with belly dancer and author Leila Najma. For more articles, free videos, and DVDs, go to leilanajma.com. Now here's Leila, Traveling the Silk Road.
Welcome to Traveling the Silk Road with Leila Najma. This is Leila, and today I want to talk to you guys about the misconceptions between online instructional videos and live classes. There's a huge difference and reason why dancers would take online instructional videos versus a live class. And I think that to say one is better than the other is a bit ridiculous. And the reason for that is because the purpose for online instructional videos is entirely different than live classes. Now, one of the misconceptions about online classes is, well, the teacher isn't there to see the student move. And, well, duh, that's the truth of it. No, you're not there with the student. You're not able to see if they're executing the moves correctly. So when I do my beginner classes, what I have to do, I have to think about that. So my classes are more detailed in front of the camera because I know that I have to address every issue or problem that a student might have, and I have to address it within class time in front of the camera. And so I do moves from the front, the side, and the back. Sometimes a student just won't get it, so they can email me or call me and we'll talk about it. Now, the one thing that I've noticed about the students who maybe didn't get a move is that if I can talk to them and we can actually discuss the problem, they usually will figure it out. And I always offer to do a video, personal video for them, doing exactly what they need me to do to explain the move. So students have access to me in a way that I don't think that they would have with other online instructional video teachers, because I'll do whatever I have to do to help them understand a move. But here's where I'm just going to say something that's really important. Most beginner students who come to online instructional videos and who want to learn belly dancing, they usually are shy, have body issues, or they really just don't want to go to a live class yet. And I'm going to emphasize yet. So they'll take my classes and see if they like belly dancing. And then if they like it, they're going to go find them a studio or a live teacher. Now, I can't tell you how many students that I've had come to me who were beginners who went to studios who otherwise would not have if they didn't have the online classes available to them. Because these people who, for whatever reason, have insecurity issues, felt they had to start off or learn privately in their own home. And that is understandable. When I started out belly dancing, I took privates. I did not go to a studio. I just didn't want to. I did go to workshops, and I loved that, but I did not want to go into a studio and learn that way. I learned from as many people as I possibly could, but that's just me, and that's just my preference. Now, another reason for, many reasons for online instructional videos vary. Everybody assumes that, especially women who go to studios, assumes that everybody has their circumstances, their financial circumstances, or their family home circumstances, and that just isn't the way reality works. Online instructional videos are for students who have to travel 2 to 3 hours one way to go to a studio or to find a teacher, and then they have to drive the 2 to 3 hours back. Maybe there's no teacher in the vicinity at where they live at all. Economics states that they have to figure out their budget for the week, and are they going to have food on the table, or are they going to spend money on gas to go to the studio? So it just depends on somebody's economics and how they budget in their money. Some people have families and they just don't have the time to go to a studio. I've had women who have written me who say, I took your class at 11 o'clock at night, and I just love it. That's my private time. That's my downtime. I've had people write me and say they take my classes at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they just love it. Well, I'm not an early bird, so I can guarantee you that nobody's ever going to get a 6 a.m. class out of me. But I'm happy that my classes can be viewed at any time of the day or night at any student's, at their preference, at their leisure. So these women know that they're not going to be able to get a studio to teach them a class at 11 o'clock at night or 6 o'clock in the morning. So they can take my classes and get their workout and then, you know, go to bed or go to work, whatever. So that's another reason why online instructional videos work. Now, also remember, online instructional videos are for furthering somebody's education in dance. A lot of women who take online instructional videos or who prefer to do that along with live instruction are doing it because they want to get something more for their dance. You're not going to get everything that you need out of one studio or one teacher. That's just not the way it's going to work in entertainment or in this dance field or any dance field. You're going to have to take instruction from as many people as possible. And I always emphasize that with my students, that they had to take from everybody. Because you're going to learn a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and you're going to put it together and then create your own belly dance persona. In order to do that, you have to see what works in your body and what doesn't work. So a lot of women who do online instructional videos are usually taking the classes because they want to further their education or get ideas for their choreographies. I've had women who love their teachers, like their studios, but they just feel they're not getting enough education or instruction from their teacher. So they've taken my online classes and they're not going to tell their teachers, but what they're doing is they're furthering their education, which is important. So online classes offer that. I mean, it's technology at your fingertips, which I think is really important to think about now. Something else that online classes offer that a live studio, or I should say live teacher or studio, can't offer you is belly dancing at any time of the day or night. So if you're on a plane, you can watch one of my classes. If you're off somewhere on vacation and say you want to just get an hour of class, you can do that with my online classes. So it doesn't matter where you are, any place on the planet, you can actually dance at your, you know, whatever your leisure is, whatever your schedule permits, you can do your belly dancing. And that's another reason why I think instructional belly dance classes are so important, because students, especially women who are very serious about their dancing, they want to be able to dance whenever they can get in practice time. And so online classes offer that. So online classes are not and never were created to take the place of a live teacher or studio. That it was never their purpose, and that was never the reason why I decided to do online instructional videos. I decided to do them because when I started out belly dancing, I had no access to a teacher, studio, or whatever, because I was hundreds of miles away from any studio when I was working cattle. So I had just various videos that I had bought, instructional videos that I would, you know, put into the VCR and I would watch. And I was grateful for them, but I didn't have a connection to the teacher, and sometimes I learned stuff that I just didn't understand. So online instructional videos offers a personal connection with me, so that if somebody doesn't understand what I'm talking about, they can email me or they can call me. And I guarantee that whoever watches my videos, that if they don't understand, I will make them a personal video and address the issues for them. And, you know, so I've had people come out here to see me for the very reason they wanted to take class from me, you know, in person. So I'm open to all of that. But my point is that I did the online instructional videos for various reasons because of what I did not have when I started out belly dancing. If I could have had an instruction that addressed every issue that I had, I probably would have progressed further in the dance, but that just wasn't the way it was when I was starting out. That's one thing why I feel my curriculum, which is called Hip Philosophy, why it works for women, because it's an accumulated type of curriculum that basically I started from the ground up, and I put together different aspects of choreography and movement and whatever, combinations, extension, body position, all of that, traveling steps that fit into a way of learning that connects the dots. So if you do online instructional videos, you have to realize that you have to connect the dots for everybody. And I try to do that when I'm in front of the camera. I know that the camera, for me, is a student. And so I'm trying to address every issue there is when I'm in front of that camera. So bottom line is that I don't think at this point in the game that online instructional videos gets a bum rap, but I think there's a misconception about people's issues with online instructional videos. And I hope I've addressed those issues. And most teachers who do online instructional videos know that the student is not there. But we also know that there's a lot of professional dancers who come to us who are looking for ideas, different ways of looking at dance, and different ideologies as well. So for those students, that's why we're here, and that's why we have our online instructional videos. So go to your teacher, go to your studio, do whatever you feel you need to do. But also look at the online instructional videos as furthering your education. And then remember that, and I just actually had a gal who just wrote me a week ago. She had addressed an issue she had in her class, which was her teacher would not let her work out her choreographies and her dances in hoflas or shows. The teacher just wouldn't let her do it. And she asked her why, and she basically told her that she would let her do it in the next show, and the next show would come up, and she wouldn't let her do her performance for the next show. So online instructional videos addresses different aspects of choreography and different aspects of performing. So this gal, she actually had written me, and she said that she decided not to go to her teacher anymore because she just felt she wasn't able to get something creatively from her, because she felt she needed to create her choreographies and her performances. And let's face it, if you have a teacher who's not going to let you perform and perform your own choreographies, then you have to question that particular teacher's her ability to teach, because any good teacher that I know would love to have students do their own choreographies and to perform. That's the only way that I know, that students are going to get really good. And so online instruction also does something else. It frees dancers from learning from a particular teacher that is not working for them. So until they find another teacher, they have the online instruction to keep them going. And so I think that's really important to address, because I don't ever would never want any student of dance or performer to feel stuck with a particular teacher or studio. So online instruction offers an outlet for that as well. And so I've had students in the past, besides this lady, tell me that the online instruction kept them going until they could find another studio. So that's something else, another reason why online instruction, I think, is here to stay. And I think with technology the way it is, there's no telling what's going to happen in another 10 years with dance instruction. Who knows? I mean, there could be all kinds of things coming up that will blow our mind. But just remember that in today's day and age, that online instructional videos are to help a dancer, not hinder her. So understand that online instructional videos, they're basically a tool to further your education. They're not here to take the place of a live teacher or studio. It just is not the reason why online classes were ever started, at least for me. So if you guys have any questions or want to comment on this podcast, Remember, you can always contact me at Leyla, L-E-Y-L-A, at Leyla, L-E-Y-L-A-Najma, N-A-J-M-A.com. If you want to check out my membership site, just go to www.bellydancevillage.com. And then I also have my instructional videos for sale. And just go to www.leyla, L-E-Y-L-A-Najma, N-A-J-M-A.com and check out my videos that you can actually buy. If you don't want to be a member, you can buy my videos. Just remember that. So thanks for listening in today, and I'm looking forward to the next podcast. I'm not sure what it's going to be about, but I guarantee it'll be something interesting. So take care, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks again for listening to Leyla Najma's Traveling the Silk Road. And for online belly dance video classes, we have access to over 35 hours of instructional video available to any time of the day or night. Go to bellydancevillage.com. Thanks again for listening to Leyla Najma Traveling the Silk Road.